Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss and take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to start out tonight with some news about Walgreens apparently refusing to sell contraceptive.
Yeah.
Certain employees, I guess. Not Walgreens as a company. Mm-hmm. And by the way, with you tonight, it is Ian.
And nobody.
And Aria.
So, Aria, you've got the story.
It is surprising to me, right, to say movement. No, the article that I have is about the movement to boycott Walgreens as a response to this.
Oh, okay.
Now, Walgreens, apparently, more customers are reporting being denied birth control and other contraceptives from Walgreens. A movement to boycott Walgreens is bubbling up online after multiple customers reported employees denying them birth control and other forms of contraception, such as condoms. In Wisconsin, a cashier refused to sell Jessica Pence condoms based on his religious grounds, per the Star Tribune.
Is Jessica Pence a brand name of condoms?
No, it's the girl who was trying to buy them. Jessica Pitts was her name.
Oh, so it was the employee who had the religious grounds. I wasn't clear who the his was in the...
Okay, yes, the his was the employee.
Okay, got it.
In a Twitter thread, Jessica's partner, who is Nathan Pitts, posted the couple's customer complaint, which said that the cashier, John, refused to sell them condoms because of his faith, then proceeded to embarrass Jess in front of other customers for her reproductive choice. I was the only woman in the store at the time, she said. It was a very lonely moment.
And where does it say where the store was? Did you mention that?
Yes, Hayward, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Is where it happened at.
Wow. Hmm. You know, so he tried to embarrass her for trying to be responsible?
Well, that's what she says. It sounds to me like he was just like, no, it's against my religion to sell you condoms, and I'm not going to do it. And she just went all care modus. How dare you call me out in front of all of these customers?
If you're considering a lawsuit, you want things to sound as bad as they can.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and she may be.
It sounds like it.
And, you know, the Walgreens are actually, I know them, and they're good people. As a matter of fact,
you know the Walgreens owners?
My dad went to school
with
Charles Walgreen, now deceased, but he remained friends with Charles Walgreen and now Chuck Walgreen, Charles's son, who lives up on Lake Winnipesaukee, actually.
Huh. Small world.
And so, yeah, They took me out on their yacht one time in the Bahamas, and I misbehaved, and they never invited us back.
I mean, that's awesome, but I can't imagine that Walmart, as it is now, really represents
Walgreens.
I know. I can't imagine that Walmart actually represents...
Walgreens.
Dude, I know. Let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
I can't imagine that Walgreens actually represents the value that the Walton family, or whatever they were called, actually stood for 100 years ago.
The third time you said it, you said Walgreens.
Yeah, Walmart was founded by a family called the Waltons, and
yes.
Walgreens was founded by a company called the Waltons.
I understand that. Walmart was very conservative. You still can't buy alcohol in Walmarts in the state of Arkansas.
In Mexico.
But not in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Because of those religious values. But here in Keene, you can buy alcohol at the Walmart, and that's because the further away you get from the actual source, which was there in, I think, Bentonville, Arkansas, or whatever... those family ties. So maybe
that doesn't have to do with Arkansas liquor laws. It has to do with the corporate policy.
Yes.
Okay.
But just like, you know, Walgreens, you know, they may still be family owned and all of that, but that doesn't mean the company as it stands today has any connection to the values
that
it originally stood for.
Well, as soon as you turn something over to a board of directors, it can completely be manipulated way out from its original vision.
They also have to
don't know if Walgreens is still family run. It was family run when Charles Walgreen was alive, but I don't know if the kids stuck with it.
Mm. I don't know if we could say that, you know, it's government run now, even if the kid, you know, is still running it, because the next thing here is that Walgreens defended
it's government
the
government run.
That's what I would argue. Walgreens defended the cashier's actions, stating that they were following the company's policy, but whether Walgreens actually agrees with that or not, as someone who's run a company, if I had an employee who was like, no, I'm not going to serve your customers and it's against my religious, I would fire that that employee.
Find somebody who's willing to sell the items on the shelf. You know, this kind of reminds me of the COVID times a little bit. When did you ever see any of the videos from the stores where somebody would go in with, like, no mask on, and then they would try to remove them from the store, and they by that time already had, like, a bag of chips or a jug of milk or something like that, and they would try to lay cash down on the counter because they would refuse to sell to them, and just like, well, I'm going to take this milk, here's $5 or whatever, you know, over the amount was necessary to make the purchase, don't worry about the change, here you go, and then they try to walk out, and the manager tries to snatch the item back and force the money back on the person. Like, what would happen in this circumstance if you had a box of condoms and said, the cashier's refusing to sell it to you, and you're like, well, it's on the shelf, it's for sale, I would like to purchase it. Here's $10 or whatever, you know, a box of condom costs. Mm-hmm. What happens then?
It sounds like Walgreens
stealing.
I don't think in most states, I don't think they could prosecute you for theft.
I don't think
they would try. In California, they won't prosecute you for theft, even if you walk out with garbage bags of crap.
Without paying for it.
Yeah. Without paying for it or, you know, doing anything.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of people like they like in California, I guess.
Well, it seems risky to confront a customer like that and say, hey, no, like to physically stop them and try to take back your product and return their cash or whatever. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think it was like a Trader Joe's or something like that. It was crazy.
See, I would have back in the day. I was back in the day. I worked at this Stop and Go, which we called Stop and Rob. Right up on the University of Michigan.
That's like a real cheap grocer, right? Like a Big Lots kind of grocer.
It's a convenience store.
Oh, is it?
7-Eleven ish, and it was a pretty busy store because it was right on the campus. We got all the frat brats, and they had this L shaped counter by the door, and I used to keep a couple of milk crates stacked up behind the counter, and when somebody would do a beer run, they'd have to go around the end of that L. They didn't know I had a little stairway, and I'd go up and over the counter and come down on their back. And but the thing is, the management was like, that's dangerous. And I said, just watch. Well, once I'd done that a couple of times, nobody ever tried it on my.
While you were working?
Well, I was working again. They'd come. Sometimes people would come in, look directly at me, turn around,
and walk back out
of the store.
Wow.
It was funny. The tradition was, as I was doing this, that the guy on the other side of the store would yell, Captain Caveman!
Did you still have a beard back then?
I did have a beard back then.
Gotcha.
So to my surprise, you know, Walgreens is, you know, they're doing what you would expect, really, which is standing by their employee and saying, you know, we respect our employees' religious objections to
this.
I'm
actually surprised by that.
Well, they don't have a choice.
That would not be my
expectation. Yeah, in a fair world, that would not be my expectation either. But in a world where there's government, where they have to, you know, allow this employee's religious objections, no matter how silly they are, otherwise they get sued.
I don't think they do have
otherwise,
to.
Yes, otherwise they get, you know, in trouble for, you know, violating his religious beliefs. What is the law?
They
can't discriminate on the basis.
But generally you can't discriminate so long as the religious belief or practice in question doesn't prevent the employee from doing his job. And so they could very easily fire that guy.
No, because then they're firing him on the basis of religion.
Well, he refused to do his job.
No, then they're firing him on the basis of religion.
No, they're refusing him on the refusing to do his job, which isn't the same thing.
Well, this is why you don't own Walgreens.
The other thing they
claiming
the other thing they might do is transfer him to a different position or make sure that he was always working a schedule where somebody else was working and could deal with them.
Well, that is their policy, but they can't find their policy is exactly that. They have to direct the customer to another employee or a manager who can then complete the transaction, but that they still can't fire the guy.
Well, they could.
They could.
They could, but they would get sued.
You're probably right.
They would lose.
They would probably get sued. sued, I don't think they would necessarily lose the suit.
It would be an interesting case. Yeah. It would be a very interesting case because, I mean, you guys are both making good points. On one hand, he's using religion as his excuse to not do his job. On the other hand, he's clearly not doing his damn job. I mean, how many objections can he use during the day? More coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Want to start learning about cryptocurrency? Now might be a good time while the price is down from its record high set last year of around 60-some thousand dollars. I think it was, what, 68 at its peak. It is now at around 20-something. I haven't looked in a couple days, honestly. Let's see what it is right now. $21,649 for the Bitcoin BTC price. Of course, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of that, and also Bitcoin Cash and many other cryptocurrency options. You'll learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash when you go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. They will show you some introductory videos there, and you can watch as much or as little as you like, dig as deep into the topic as you want, but you should at least learn some of the basics first and get those concepts down, like decentralization. Why does that matter when it comes to the idea of transmission of, you know, value between human beings? That's what one of the things that they do really well. So go and check it out over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. We are talking right now about an interesting situation where Walgreens is not dressing down its employees for refusing to sell certain contraceptive-related products such as condoms or birth control pills. They're not.
It's a really weak religious belief, though, right? Like, if it was genuinely a violation of my religious beliefs to sell someone condoms, then it would just as much be a violation of my religious beliefs to work at this company and say, oh, look, it's a violation of my beliefs to sell them to you, but my coworker here, they can do it for you.
Yeah.
That's just as much a violation.
Yeah, it's not a very principled position. But the weird thing is Walgreens is saying, oh, it's fine. This is, you know, they're following policy. They're free to not sell these items.
They're required to refer the customer to another employee or a manager on duty who will complete the transaction. So what if the manager has the same religious belief, though? Or is that it? If you have a religious belief,
you'll never make it to manager.
I suspect you'll never be a manager if you're, because, well, you know, you can't be.
You're not obligated. They're not obligated to promote these people, but
true.
Apparently they're willing to keep employing them. And we were getting into this discussion that you guys had a disagreement on, which was, you know, is it legal or illegal what, you know, is going on here as far as, Aria, your point was Walgreens is going to get sued if they fire these people. They're going to claim religious discrimination. You can't fire me over my religion. Whereas nobody said that they can do it because they're not, even though they're claiming it's their religious objection, they're refusing to do their job, which is to say, sell every item on a hook or on a shelf in that store. Anything that customer wants to buy that's, you know, got a price tag on it should be sold, and by refusing to do that, they are refusing to do their job. And it led me to say, well, okay, if it's legal to refuse to do part of your job, how much of your job can you refuse to do? If it is haram for me to touch dollars, to use, and it is against my religion to use dollars, unfortunately I'm being forced to by the threat of violence at this time by the federal government, but if it is haram for somebody or against God to use the government's money, and your job requires you as a cashier to accept it day in and day out, 8 hours a day, can you just refuse to do that part of the job and still get paid as a cashier? So how far can you go?
Well, you probably can't be a cashier in that particular, but you could be a stalker or something, right?
But what percentage of items in the store can I have a religious objection to? And still,
I would say
that's really something the company would have to work out on a case by case basis.
Well,
that should be the way it works, but in reality, the government is going to say you have
to. If it's not the company, it's going to be the courts that makes that.
That's what I'm saying. What about the legal aspect of this? Because Ari, you said you think this is against the law.
I mean, we live in a world where a private bakery owner can get sued and taken to the U.S. Supreme Court for refusing to bake a cake for a wedding. Mm-hmm. It's obvious Walgreens would get the hell sued out of them.
The baker won.
In one of them. The baker lost the one that came back right after that, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't recall the specifics, but there were two specific cases. One of them was, and again, I don't recall the specifics. They did win the right to not have to bake the cake, but they lost on some other grounds.
That's worth looking up.
They were sued by the,
I think you're right, but
the Civil Rights Board in Colorado or in Denver or some nonsense like that. You know, I was an advocate, you know, they should have the right to refuse service if that's what they want to do. But the U.S. government has a long history of disagreeing with the rights of private property owners. I can't imagine wanting to stand here on the show and say, you know what, the government won't stand in the way of their property rights.
Well, the reason, as I recall, that they ruled in favor of the baker, at least in the first case, The reasoning was that the decoration on a cake, and specifically doing an event cake with wording and, you know, little sugary flowers and all that happy crap on it, was an artistic endeavor. And so it had more protection, they said, than just selling a product. Because basically requiring somebody to engage in an artistic endeavor they disagreed with would be bad juju. This,
but even then, it's about profit and loss, right? It's about them taking the biggest risk or the smallest risk that they can. And the question is going to be, which is the biggest risk here, to fire this employee and to risk the religious lawsuit?
Or just let them
and the billions of dollars that's going to cost them, or to just make some people mad on the Internet?
Yeah, that is ultimately the questions that a lot of these corporations have to answer. If you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160. Just a quick look at the cake baking Supreme Court cases. All the headlines talk about wins, so it may require a little digging to find the one that wasn't. One says it was a narrow win, and there's a few different episodes of this, one in 2022, I guess.
Yeah, it has something to do with I want to say it was Denver, it was whatever city they're in, and the Civil
Colorado.
Rights Commission, Colorado,
yeah.
Trying to say that they violated some civil rights law, if I recall correctly. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I was just using it as it's absurd that we could reach that point anyway, where a baker can get sued for saying, no,
yeah,
I don't want to bake this cake.
It is a litigious society.
I completely understand Walgreens' position or say, yeah. Yo, you know what, we're just not going to mess with this. And it wouldn't really matter whether, you know, the Walgreens spent $5 million fighting a lawsuit or whether they just settled and gave the guy $800,000. It's a losing proposition either way for them.
Yeah, if I were the lady in this case and somebody refused to sell me the condoms, I'd say, okay, can you do me a price check and just lay the cash down on the
table? I mean, don't they have self-checkout at most of these places?
A lot of them do now. Yeah, I don't know about Walgreens, so.
I know the CVS here in King does.
One of the issues with this kind of case is, like, the person who sued the baker, I remember, they actually plotted the route from this person's house to the baker that they sued, and they found they'd passed like five or six bakeries.
But that person went out of their way to do this on a few occasions.
Yeah.
Weren't
so
they a lawyer
it may
themselves?
Well be that this person didn't go to the automated checkout because they knew this was going to happen is what they want.
And make a big stink about it.
But that's impossible in the next example here of Abigail Martin, who says she was denied her refill from Walgreens because a pharmacist who wore two crosses around her neck denied her birth control refills.
Wow, that's frustrating. You got them the first time, but then you couldn't get the refill on the prescription. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, since we're talking about it, I've had a story in show prep about the shoplifting insanity going on in places like San Francisco. We'll cover that coming up here. This is...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The GDP report for the second quarter is coming out Thursday, and some economists are expecting it to show the United States economy shrinking for a second consecutive quarter, which would be the technical definition of a recession. President Joe Biden discusses concerns of an economic recession ahead of the report.
My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And we'll see some coming down. But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping and getting a 10-year-old girl pregnant is pleading not guilty to two felony counts in Ohio. Prosecutors plan to request that the man be held without bond until his trial. His current bond is $2 million. This is USA Radio News. Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney says the January 6th Select Committee is thinking about a subpoena to Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Appearing on Fox News, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's no fan of this.
This is part of the left's concerted effort to intimidate the court. I think the country, again, understands this for what it is and is not for it, even though the left continues to push it.
The Democratic-led committee has uncovered emails between Ginny Thomas and people they believe are relevant to the investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is issuing a new warning due to the ongoing monkeypox outbreak. It said there's no guarantee that cases will continue to primarily affect communities of gay and bisexual men. This comes as the WHO activated its highest alert level for the outbreak Saturday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria. Just a few days ago, we had, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a bunch of liberty activists, like the three of us, who have moved here to New Hampshire. People all over the state, they have regular gatherings, social events, and cryptocurrency meetups, and various different things that go on throughout every week. In fact, there's usually so much to do on any given day, you can't do it all, because you can't be in more than one place at one time. There's really a lot of activity going on here. So we have our things that we do in the Keene area, and there's a Friday event that happens, and a lady came out all the way from Portland, Oregon, this week to visit here in Keene. She was actually her second trip to New Hampshire. She'd come earlier this year, and she went on one of Dennis Pratt's bus tours. So they're putting these regular, I think a couple times, maybe a few times a year, bus tours together, and they tour different areas of the state, and you know, people stay in a hotel.
That's really cool.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
They sell out. There's
really
a lot of people that are interested in, you know, coming to New Hampshire. This is a very high demand place for libertarian, liberty-minded, anarchist, voluntarist kinds of people. So this lady had come up from Portland, Oregon, and of course I asked the question you have to ask about Portland. It's like, how bad is it? You know, what is it actually like there? And she,
the question I would ask her is why she's made two trips here now from Portland, Oregon, and she has not yet moved here.
I got the answer to that.
Okay.
That essentially was that she didn't say she was a doctor, but she said she had like a medical license of some sort. So it was a nurse or doctor or whatever. She works in the medical field, it sounds like. And so I'm guessing she has a practice. She's wrapping things up slowly, right? When you've got a business to sell or to close, it's going to take.
Sure.
It's going to take some time. Plus, I think she owns a house there, and so she's kind of dipping her feet into New Hampshire to get a feel for what it's like out here, meet some of the community. You know, some people, you got to see it to believe it, right?
Absolutely.
We say a lot of stuff on the air about how great it is here, but, you know, it's nice to experience it for yourself.
I came up to Two Pork Fest before I moved.
I didn't visit at all. My first Pork Fest was after I moved here to New Hampshire.
Wow. Nice.
What about you, Aria? You did come up to visit, right?
I learned about the Free State Project because of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, though.
Yeah, you showed up for Pork Fest and just never left.
No, you went away once, didn't you? I came for Pork Fest 1 year, and I went back, and then I think I came again the next year, and then and went stayed. Back, and the third year I came and stayed.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Well, so everybody's got their story, and so this lady was absolutely backed up everything that people say about Portland, that it is an absolute s-hole. There's people literally just living, you know, homeless people all over the streets, and you know, just an awful situation to be in. Of course, pricing of housing has been going up, and it's a mess. And so she wants to get out, and she's not the only one. There are a lot of people leaving cities that have just gone out of control with statism and big government and the sort of the reactions, what comes out of these policies, inevitably.
Well, didn't, like, Portland, Oregon have part of its city taken over and become, like, a CHAZ, an autonomous zone or something? That kind of crap won't happen in New Hampshire, man.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the police let that happen for whatever reason.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I mean, there could be revolution in New Hampshire, don't get me wrong, and peaceful secession, all of those things are great. But the idea of, you know, these armed thugs just going, or these thugs or rioters, whether they're armed or not, going in and just taking control of a city center, never going to happen in New Hampshire.
Well, we're hoping to make all of New Hampshire an autonomous zone once we get rid of the government.
Right, but we're not rolling in and taking ownership of a city square.
No, that's true. Although we have taken over Central Square, and they've left us alone for temporary amounts.
Yeah, but we didn't try to keep anyone out. We just sort of went there and did our thing. We didn't, like, set up barricades like, hey, this is the freedom zone now.
No, we just made it so the police didn't want to come around.
Even better.
Yeah. So here's what's been happening. For those that haven't been paying attention out in places like San Francisco, shoplifting is so bad. We were just talking about Walgreens and employees refusing to sell items, and you mentioned some of the shoplifting that's been going on in some stores. It's so bad that chains like Rite Aid are closing hard-hit stores, sending terrified employees home in Ubers, and locking up aisles of seemingly mundane items like deodorant and toothpaste. Have you seen these images?
Who steals toothpaste? It's like a dollar a tube, right?
That's how desperate people.
It's like $6 a tube.
That's how desperate people are, though. I mean, I'm looking at an image
here. I guess
if
you're getting it from, like, Rite Aid and CVS, this could be more expensive.
Yeah, if you're getting a big tube.
Yeah.
I'm looking at an image here from what appears to be a CVS, and I'm blowing it up here a little bit larger, and they've got shampoo. Now, to be fair, they are $17 bottles of shampoo, but they are behind cases. Head and Shoulders is behind a case at $9 a bottle and 50% off on that price. So, I mean, you've got insane levels.
Well, if you steal it, it's 100% off, right?
Yeah. And so you would have to go and if you're going to shop in this store, you would literally have to take an employee everywhere you want to go and have them unlock all of these cases so you can get access to things you would normally just pluck off a shelf and walk up to the front register and check out. So it's incredibly micromanaged at this point.
I don't even like that razor cartridges are hidden behind glass, and that's here in Keene, right? Or they're not
oh,
even.
They do that here?
No, they're not hidden behind glass. That's right. They are packaged, and they have one of the little sensors in them, but you can still just walk up and take them. And if you can, you know, outrun the beeper, presumably you could steal them if you wanted to. But a lot of stores do have, you know, razor cartridges behind them, and I at least get that because they're small,
they're
easy
expensive
to conceal, and they're relatively expensive. But Head and Shoulders toothpaste?
Yeah, full-size bottles of, you know, Head and Shoulders behind lock and key.
Guys, so, it's not that serious. Your dandruff will be okay. Get a job.
It is serious, though. I mean, as far as the...
I mean, their dandruff isn't that serious.
Right. Have you seen the videos where, and a lot of them come from San Francisco, where some guy just comes into a Walgreens or a CVS with a backpack and just opens a backpack and just starts loading up whatever he wants off the shelves as employees just stand there?
Well, aren't they instructed not to do anything because the district attorney won't prosecute for anything under $50 or something like
that? I think it's $500, I believe.
So that and they can't steal the $500 worth of stuff in a few bags,
Well, I don't know. I've seen him in there with garbage bags, and guy was actually he had garbage bags full of stuff, and apparently he had just brought his bike with him into the store, and he's just
crazy
riding off through the store on his bicycle with a garbage bag of crap.
Yep. That's dystopian, man. That's a level. Insane. Okay, I'm just leaving this place. And when your city gets that bad, just leave.
Why are you still there?
That's what a lot of Walgreens are doing. And then of course, the locals whine and they say, oh, they shut down the Walgreens. You know,
they're
why
losing
do they
money.
Hate us?
Yeah. You're going to go out of business like this. And so it's crazy. I was telling you guys off the air, I was talking with somebody just last night who was originally from the San Francisco area, and he's kind of like been back every decade, you know, just to visit family or whoever, what poor bastards are still living out there that he knows. And he says it is worse than it has ever been. There are literally people whose job it is to walk around and pick up human feces from surrounding like private property. So like, you know, an apartment building or something like that.
It's not just a job. It's an adventure.
So retailers are already reeling from the pandemic. According to the story at Axios.com, supply chain woes and the labor shortage. Now they're combating systematic looting by organized crime gangs, which are growing more aggressive and violent. Quote, it's out of control. It's just out of control, said the SVP of the Retail Industry Leaders Association. A lot of uptick is tied to the ease of reselling stolen goods online, plus the fact that consumers are buying more everyday goods online during COVID. Quote, we've experienced a 300% increase in retail theft from our stores since the pandemic began. That according to CBS spokesman. And they're not just talking about San Francisco here. This is stores. CVS's chain has seen a 300% increase in retail theft. And I bet you it's like, over 1,000% in places like San Francisco. It's got to be huge there.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it had changed at all in Keene.
Rite Aid has closed its doors in Midtown Manhattan, where more than $200,000 worth of goods were stolen in just the months of December and January.
Man, you can't recover from that.
No, that's insane. Quote, they come in every day, sometimes twice a day, with laundry bags and just load up on stuff.
This is in Manhattan?
This is Manhattan.
And it's the same cause, ultimately, I suppose, right?
Yeah,
police not doing anything.
It won't prosecute.
There's more coming up as well. Plus, people are desperate. More
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Do you work in the retail business? Have you been working in some of these big cities like San Francisco? And you can talk to us about how the business has changed, how insane things have gone. You talked about some of the footage that you've seen, Nobody, and I saw the same video of the guy with a bike inside a San Francisco CVS or a Walgreens or something like that, just loading up a bag full of stuff as he's riding his bike through the aisles of the store.
Here they won't even let you bring your bike in, much less ride it with a truckload of stolen merchandise.
Well, they make a good point, though, about it being so easy to sell online, because on eBay or Amazon or whatever, you can undercut your competitors by, cut them in half, and it's still a profit.
Inventory costs nothing.
Right.
At that point. And then they mentioned a Manhattan Rite Aid that closed because they lost $200,000 worth of inventory in just 2 months, according to the New York Post. And in the end of the last segment, we were talking about, well, why is this happening? And desperation has to play a factor, right? If people are not hungry, if people are well paid and they're comfortable, they're not as likely to go out and do crazy things like this.
Well, there's another thing going on, though, which is progressive district attorneys in a lot of these cities, and I know that San Francisco is one of those these cities. I know that L.A. was one of these cities, but I believe their prosecutor has now been recalled by a special election, and they went in and they basically said out loud, we're not going to prosecute for shoplifting. In one case, it was under $850.
See, I'm fine with that, though, because I don't think the government should exist. I don't think there should be prosecutors. I don't think there should be law against theft. However, if you're going to have a system like that, you should allow the shop owners and the employees to carry their weapons to protect themselves.
Which you can't do in San Francisco.
Right.
Right, and also they should be able to defend their stock, their business, my friend Mark, I'm not going to give his last name, but his last objection before he became an anarchist was, he said, but without government, who would deal with the pedophiles? Because, he'd been to prison, and most people have been to prison come up with a wild hair about that. And, it certainly is an issue. But anyway, I said, without government, who would deal with the pedophiles? And I said, Mark, without government, who would stop you from dealing with them? He said, okay, I'm in.
Well, also, I mean, another good point on that one is, what about all the pedophiles who get into
the traditional definition, though, not the modern, you know, Republican groomer thing, which they're using as carefully as they use, as Democrats use racist.
Yeah.
But wasn't it funny that just a few years ago the Republicans were accusing the Democrats of being the ones who wanted to normalize child pornography and, you know, minor attracted persons or whatever terminology they were using? Now it's the Republicans who are like, oh, no, it's totally okay for you to start, you know, introducing yourself to your girl, your future wife when she's 13 or whatever it is that people are upset about Tom Woods about. It's just interesting that it's changed. And no one seems to. Now the left are the ones who are calling your child groomers. Were just, you know, 3 years ago, the Republicans were saying, no, you're child groomers.
I mean, do we need to remind people that the government positions of power attract perverts and pedophiles, right? Like, they work for the DCYF.
Look at Jeffrey Epstein, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And the big issue that's been roiling the right on Twitter lately is they work for the school system. And, you know, which, you know, we've all seen the barrage over the last decade or couple decades of really kind of attractive teachers who seem to want to sleep with their 13-year-old students.
At least they're having heterosexual sex, though, as opposed to the religious ones, the priests and all of that, who are having gay sex with kids.
Does that make a difference?
No, I just like saying that because it makes conservatives unhappy.
It does.
Like, look, at least they're not sinning in the gay way, right? Where that's all the Catholics are all about. So, no, it doesn't make a difference realistically. It's just fun. It's just one of those things.
You know, then the other issue is, as I understand it, my grandmother was like 15 when she got married. So does that mean Grandpa was a pedophile? I don't think so.
That's just the way of the world.
I don't see that.
So back to the story here, a little bit more about this shopping or shoplifting epidemic. According to Axios.com, the retail industry is now pressing Congress to pass the Inform Act, which would require online marketplaces to verify sellers and provide contact information to buyers, as though that's going to do anything at all about people coming into CVS and loading up a whole bag full of stuff and walking out the front door.
It'll just create a Silk Road 3.0 for stolen heads and shoulders and stolen toothpaste from CVS or whatever.
I wonder if there is a dark web market like that yet.
Will be.
Flea markets that have said sold things that said not labeled for individual reseller. Flea markets that have sold those things have existed for decades.
By the way,
the internet just made it easier.
Congress doesn't need to do this because these big corporate marketplaces are already doing their bidding without having to be threatened by a gun. They're just doing it because they want to curry favor with Congress or whatever. I have had an eBay account since 1997.
Wow.
And okay. I don't use it very often. I mean, hardly ever. But there was something, the piece of equipment from this studio that we didn't use anymore. It's been sitting on a shelf for years and still had some value. So I figured, all right, I'll put it on eBay and sell the thing. They wouldn't pay me out until I went through an identification verification process on an account that had been open with that company since the late 1990s.
And they didn't let you know that
beforehand,
until it was time for you to get a payout.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Wow, yeah. So they were looking to jack your money if they could.
And I'm pretty sure Amazon validates sellers and things like that. So, I mean, this is already happening. Attorney generals in states like California, Arizona, and New Mexico are setting up anti-shoplifting task forces and looking at stricter laws on bail reform and felony thresholds. District attorneys in cities like Chicago and New York are considering harsher measures against shoplifters. The problem's made worse
prosecuting them at all
by flash mobs like the 80 people who stormed a Nordstrom in San Francisco back in November and organized retail groups that often hire homeless people and drug addicts as boosters to do the dirty work. Store shelves aren't the only places being hit. Warehouses and cargo trucks are also being targeted. Teams of boosters will throng a store with laundry bags, grabbing what they can and assaulting workers who confront them, sometimes fatally. One Bay Area crime ring stole $8 million in merchandise from CVS and Walgreens and Target stores. Another ripped off a staggering $50 million in goods, mostly health and beauty products, that thieves stockpiled in a warehouse.
I'm curious where they're killing people, though, because that's something that I haven't heard about.
Didn't they attack one person with a hammer?
They link to a story here. A Rite Aid worker killed after confronting shoplifters in Glassell Park. I'll have to get you details here in a bit. But more than $1.6 million in razor blades alone were recovered, according to from that warehouse that they were talking about, which had 50
million. How do these thieves have a warehouse, though, right?
They can afford it.
They're organized.
But they have to start selling stuff before they can afford a $200,000 warehouse.
Surely they've been operating for a while and bootstrapping. They probably didn't start out with a warehouse.
It sounds like they've got a business plan as far as crime is concerned. They're hiring poor homeless guys that have nothing to risk, right? They don't have anything to lose. Like, all right, well, we'll cut you in at 25% or whatever. We'll give you $100 or give you a crack rock or whatever it is that they're looking for. And they just waltz into the store and they take the risk. And
well, see, allow CVS to hire that same crackhead for two crack rocks to defend the property, and you've got a free market solution right there. No one has to die. No one has to get shot. Just say, hey, crackhead, I've got two crack rocks if you keep those people from robbing me.
And crackheads will do some stuff. I mean, I've seen them jump out of second-story windows and just hit the ground running. It's scary. God. Drink green water out of the river. They don't care. They don't care. Somebody ought to.
The crack keeps them healthy, right?
Yes. It superpowers them. They're terrifying.
In addition to locking,
I mean, to be fair, if I had, for whatever reason, if I had in my head I was going to rob a store, and I went there and their security guard was an obvious crackhead, I would rob a totally different store.
Because he'll do anything. Yeah.
I don't know what he would do, right?
No, it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Anything could happen. And he might do it with, like, super speed. They're terrifying.
The number 603.
They can move. I used to do that. I mean, I didn't jump out of the windows and stuff.
603-283-6160. If you work in the retail business and you want to weigh in on how bad things have gotten, there's some more that we'll highlight for you here. 603-283-6160.
With gas prices, though, it makes sense to just get some crack and run.
More coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.